Joined by Larry Kudlow, and what do Judy Jetson, Alf, and the first Beehive hairdo have in common? We'll share that with you. It's coming up right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Federal investigators say the Orlando nightclub's gunman was a homegrown extremist. This as investigators are learning much more about Omar Mateen.
One survivor says the shooter laughed as he shot others.
And one of the first things I hear when I close my eyes are guns, bullets hitting the floor, and just that laugh.
As investigators work to determine why the man with hopes of becoming a police officer turned into a killer, people in Orlando and across the world say love overpowers terror.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher, Orlando investigators are piecing together more information about the gunman and have made a startling discovery.
They use cell phone tower data to be able to pinpoint his location. He was in an area known as Disney Springs. Just a few years ago, it was called Downtown Disney. It's essentially an entertainment center. There are restaurants there and different businesses. A lot of families are there, and what investigators were able to figure out is that just hours before the shooting, he was in that area alone.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. As the Orlando investigation widens, some in our area are renewing their call for a ban on assault weapons.
I don't think that we need to hand over an AR-15.
Jen Polyukonis with the group Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence tells WMAL assault weapons like an AR-15 should be harder for the average person to get their hands on.
Figure out ways under the Second Amendment to be able to allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves and protect their families, but still make it a lot more difficult for someone who is absolutely filled with hate and intent on killing people, who can make it harder for them to do that.
But she says not every atrocity would be able to be stopped with a ban. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's primary election day in D.C., and one race that everyone's watching is Ward 7 Council, where incumbent Yvette Alexander has a tough battle.
Polls show former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray beating Alexander by 30 points. Washington City paper columnist Will Summer says those polls were commissioned by Gray's campaign, but they were done by reputable firms.
These people aren't just making up these numbers.
Meanwhile, Alexander's also commissioned polls, but hasn't released the results.
If she had a poll that showed that she was going to win or that she was competitive with Gray, she should have put it out.
Alexander contends Gray's not the right person for the job.
His record for Ward 7 Council is almost non-existent.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
They admit it won't be easy, but local leaders want to get started now on forging a regional agreement on dedicated funding for Metro.
The Holy Grail, dedicated funding.
Not having a reliable source of money makes life immeasurably harder for Metro's leaders, says Council of Governments Chairman Roger Berliner.
So then we have to develop a game plan to get to dedicated funding.
That game plan starts with figuring out how much money Metro needs and then figuring out benchmarks.
So if we know how much we need to spend, if we can have the accountability measures, then we believe that we can have the conversation.
He says different jurisdictions might be able to come up with money in different ways.
Sharon Boulevard from Fairfax County has suggested, well, perhaps a sales tax might work in Maryland, but maybe we want to pursue something different.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,732, the NASDAQ at 4,848. Sports, Max Scherzer's two-hitter and 11 strikeouts lead the Nats to a win over the Cubs. The O's had the night off. They're in Boston tonight. The Cavaliers win Game 5 of the NBA Finals. WMDA, the Mystics, visit Connecticut tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Do you worry about going broke in retirement? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the most common fears among Americans today. The good news, though, is that by putting the right financial plan in place now, you can help avoid the possibility of going bankrupt in retirement. And the great news is that the Mutual Fund Store can help you with that for free. Join us on June 22nd in the D.C. area for our free live event, The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan. At this event, we'll shine a light on some of the most unexpected financial risks in retirement that many people don't think about, and show you how to help fill the potential gaps in your financial plan. You'll also get a chance to hear financial advice directly from our local advisors. The four missing pieces of your retirement plan, taking place on June 22nd in the D.C. area, is free, but you have to register now to attend because the list is filling up fast. So get to MutualFundStore.com and click on our live events button to reserve your seat now, or call 703-288-6988 to get registered today.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delay stacking up in Bethesda with the crash on the inner loop as you leave 270. Inner loop between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. Do watch. Have response heading to the scene still. On the outer loop, heavy as you come around from College Park to Georgia Avenue. 66. Latest problem. Looks like it's to the shoulder quickly. And I see a tow truck as well. 66 east after you pass 123 before you get through to the Beltway, but we're focusing on that and we're checking it out, rubbernecking. North on 95 in Aquia, still volume, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Leaving Springfield, that's going to be slow to get up onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Had it broken down on the ramp and then heavy onto 395. I'm seeing a little break on 395 between Edsel Road and the Beltway, so we may have a crash. Keep alert at 395 right as you come off of the Beltway. We'll take you across the 14th Street Bridge with delays from the Pentagon. George Washington Parkway slows south of 123, heading past earlier incidents near Spout Run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning giving way to a partly cloudy day. By this afternoon, a little more sun, 84. Cloudy later tonight, slight chance of a shower, 66. Hit or miss shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 83. And some steady rain developing tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Springfield, 66 in Rockville, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner.
Donald Trump turned 70 today, and we have Bill Maher to thank for the proof. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're going to tell you what Judy Jetson, Alf, and the first beehive hairdo woman have in common. That's coming up. And also, Larry Kudlow. I mean, there's a good reason to stick around for the next hour. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I would have normally said our next guest, Mike Rogers, is the answer, but I know he loves the Jetsons and Alf, but I don't think he ever had a beehive hairdo.
As far as I know.
Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Both beehive hairdo, can't say I did, but I did have that big puffy 80s hair.
Oh, did you? Oh, really? Oh, there's something.
We want to see pictures.
But not exactly the answer we're looking for. By the way, Congressman...
With my white painter pants, too, and the whole deal. You had to go the whole deal when you're in the 80s.
Congressman Rogers is not only our colleague here on Cumulus Radio, you hear him every morning here on Mornings on the Mall with his daily message, but also he's a brand new star of a CNN series called Declassified Untold Stories of American Spies that premieres June 19th. He's going television on us, Brian Wilson. You know how it is. Thanks for joining us today, Representative Rogers.
Trust me, I have a face for radio, so that's the good news for all of you.
Let's talk about the investigation, where it stands right now, and what the FBI is doing. And as the former Intelligence Committee chairman, I know that you're intimately involved in how to investigate a jihadist attack like we saw in Orlando. Where do you think things stand right now?
Well, I'm sure they're going to go back and review all of the reasons that he was interviewed. So we know a couple of things. One, I think the media has been saying, well, he's been interviewed twice. He wasn't the subject of one of those interviews. He was a sideline interview, meaning the principal person they were trying to talk to, he was associated with that person at this particular mosque, is my understanding. And so what that meant is he really wasn't the subject of that particular round of interviews. He was just brought in to try to determine if there was any truth to the fact that their principal interviewee, which is sounds complicated. So the guy that they were trying to interview, they interviewed him. He was associated with them, so they interviewed him. The second round of interviews, they actually did interview Mateen based on comments and statements that he made. And so I think what they're going to do is an after-action report saying, all right, did we miss something?
Yeah.
B, was there something there that we should have used to try to hold him on a either a watch list or something else? And is there something broken in the system? This is where policymakers need to look at these reviews and say, listen, they pretty much had it right. What they didn't have right was that they didn't have the policy authority to actually do something more with it, to say, well, maybe if he's buying a gun or other things, that maybe a flag ought to go off and somebody ought to go talk to him, that kind of thing. Well, so that's, I think, the next step.
Here's the thing I'm wondering about. They interviewed him twice, and one of them was apparently a very detailed investigation. It lasted some 10 weeks. They even tried to, you know, send down a confidential informant to have a conversation with him to get some sense of what the guy was all about. I mean, Director Comey Lake gave us a lot of details on that yesterday, but then they had to close it out because they couldn't find anything that they thought, you know, would bring a case. Why do they have to close it out? Some have said, well, that's the way Congress wrote the law. And some have said, no, that's the Attorney General's interpretation of the law and the guidance that has been given to the FBI and the prosecutors. You know this stuff. Which is it?
I think it's the guidance given by the Attorney General. There was some very interesting interpretations over, clearly the last Attorney General. I think it's carried over into this one. About trying to close those things out versus at least holding something open to where they could continually monitor that person's behavior.
Now, if that had been left open, let me ask you this. This is the follow-up question. If that had been left open and the guy then goes out and buys a couple of weapons, an AR-15 and a Glock, would it have been flagged to the FBI? In other words, he has to go through a background check to get that. It has to go through the NCIC computer. Wouldn't that have sent off a flag if there was an open investigation?
Brian, not likely, because he's a U.S. citizen. So just the fact that he would have an investigation in and of itself would not flag.
Well, isn't that a problem, though? Isn't that a real problem here, that somebody who is in the middle of an investigation, there's no provision under the law that if he goes out and buys a bunch of weaponry that the FBI is alerted to it?
Yeah, I think there is probably a problem. What they were trying to prevent at the time was to make sure that somebody's due process was taken away from them, in the sense that, hey, you can investigate me all you want, I'm innocent. Now you've hurt my reputation, and you've not allowed me to participate in all the rights of a U.S. citizen. So you have to look at that due process port. But I do think, given the circumstances, and look at San Bernardino, look at this, there's a lot of similarities in these cases now, where you can say, all right, we're going to have to just fire on this. We're going to have to look at this person raises to this level. And by the way, the only thing, that the FBI thought we probably ought to take this off the list is the fact that he had pledged allegiance to every terrorist group on the map, including a Shia, and Sunni group, which is just never happens. So you're either a Shia terrorist or you're a Sunni terrorist. You're very rarely both. And so that was one of the key factors for the FBI agents to go, I'm just not quite sure. That doesn't sound right. And, oh, by the way, we have this other big stack on our desk of people who seem to be more committed to actionable terrorist activity. So let's move out to there. So I do think that we have to have a mechanism that allows people, maybe not to say you can't do it, but sends up a flag that says, hey, this person has been investigated for activities that the FBI needs to know about. Doesn't mean he's guilty. It just means that we ought to maybe have a second look at this particular guy.
Well, and let's talk about that stack of people, because as the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, I'm guessing that you got some pretty regular security briefings and intelligence briefings. I'm not sure the commander-in-chief attends all of his intelligence briefings, but that's a whole other story.
He says he reads the crib notes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm guessing that this is the kind of thing that would keep you up at night, not the big terror networks that you're tracking over sees and potential cells here, but it's this guy that just kind of pops up out of nowhere, who maybe was on the radar, and then suddenly does this horrific thing. San Bernardino, Orlando has something in common, that is, after the fact, we found out, oh yeah, well, he was sort of being watched, but not really. How many are we talking about here?
Oh, hundreds. Now remember, there's an FBI ISIS-related investigation in every single FBI field office in the United States. which is hard to do. We have offices in Alaska as well. So if you think about that, it is pervasive. There is this huge and growing problem, and the FBI is candidly can't keep up with all of it. They can't even do, by the way, the kind of investigation they did on this guy, because introducing confidential informants is takes time, and it's an effort, and it's time-consuming for the Bureau. So that tells you they clearly had some concerns at one point to ramp that investigation up by putting in confidential informants so that they could get a sense of if this guy is serious or not. And that's part of the concern. And so here's my big frustration with all of this. We're going to tell the Democrats are going to say it's about guns and it's about your sexual orientation, and it's going to be about none of those things. It is really about a guy like this who has the chance to go crazy and murder, slaughter these people. Has a reason to do it in his mind, and that's ISIS that's winning this PR and propaganda war coming out of eastern Syria and western Iraq. Until we deal with that problem, and clearly I think the president and the former secretary have no real interest in trying to get people's attention on why he thought he had permission to do this. That radical Islamic ideology is literally killing Americans,
yes,
and it is fomented in places like eastern Syria with ISIS, and we've got to do something about it.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, we greatly appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, our second week, I should say, with the rush hour under safe track plan. Orange and silver lines continue to single track between East Falls Church and Ballston through Thursday through the 16th. And boy, the pressure is on for sure. Through Falls Church, 66 each direction jammed. Areas of 29 Lee Highway picking up the extra volume, 50 Arlington Boulevard. So you'll all feel the effect, the ripple effects of more commuters out on the roads. 395 as well, heavy through Landmark. And again, very little break as you get into Shirlington, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge and onto each direction of the freeway, lower 14th Street. Had an earlier crash, are doing better now. Independence Avenue over the Cuts Bridge, that's been resolved. George Washington Parkway, jammed south of 123. Solid lineup to get past earlier incidents down their Spout Run. Heavy delays continue toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and heading into town that direction. Maryland Beltway, outer loop in through Silver Spring, slow. We had a crash in the backups. 95, you hit the brakes just south of the ICC. Heads up Annapolis, inbound 50 as you head to the exit ramp for I-97. That's where crews are dealing with a crash, and that's why we're dealing with those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Tonight, a slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and they say a possible thunderstorm is possible during the day, but there'll definitely be rain, they say, during the evening. The high tomorrow, 83. The low overnight tomorrow night, 69. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms early, but then clearing. Temperatures in the mid-80s. Friday, there is a chance of showers, but mostly a nice day in the low 70s. Saturday and Sunday look like great days. Temperatures in the low 80s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is 8:17 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Brian Wilson, you love the Jetsons.
I do.
You still.
I want my flying car, and I want my Rosie the robot.
I know, but you got your. At least you got your face vision thing, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. They used to, the vision phone, the TV phone.
Right.
Push the button, say you want to talk to Grandpa, and there's Grandpa.
We
on
got
the screen.
FaceTime now, so
you can do that.
We got that
and Skype, so they're partly there. Listen, the Jetsons absolutely was a some sort of prophecy about the future. Pretty much everything has come true.
Astro as well.
One of the voice actors, Janet Waldo, voice of Judy Jetson, has passed away.
Oh no,
Judy Jetson. By the way, the daughter. She's kind of hot.
Okay,
you know, for me. I mean, I'm reliving my youth when I used to watch it on reruns.
Judy.
That's the one on Channel 50. Channel 50 okay. UHF was gotcha. What I watched. That
ultra high
I was
frequency.
A kid.
That
yeah.
stands for me.
She's passed away. 96 years old.
Well, how old was she when she was doing these voices? What, in her 30s
well,
or 40s?
This was, 50 years ago.
Hard
so,
to believe. Yeah.
So in her 40s, 60
years ago, yeah. And she appeared in all that. She was also the voice of Josie in Josie and the Pussycats. By the way, also very hot.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of
Josie. For I had a thing for cartoon characters,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, this explains a lot about
Don't even get me started on Daisy Duck. So rest in peace. Janet Waldo, the voice of Judy Jetson and Josie the Pussycats. And, okay. There you go. Also, other passings in the news. The woman who invented the beehive hairdo, also known as the B-52 hairdo,
yep,
died at the age of 98.
Wow.
Margaret Vinci Helt. Yeah. She was a hairstyling celebrity because she created that famous beehive hairdo.
There's a classic picture in my family of my mom with the beehive.
She got the big thing.
Oh, the big beehive.
And did you guys call it the beehive or the B-52?
We called it the beehive.
So some people in some regions are kind of called the B-52. Maybe it's because they were influenced by the military, because the B-52 hairdo also, many people thought at the time, resembled the nose cone of a B-52 bomber.
I haven't thought about that.
A B-52 right there on your head, and she passed away. And,
or maybe it was because the B-52s wore. Didn't they have beehive hairdos?
Well, yeah, but I think that's a chicken egg situation.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Right. But you know what's amazing about this is, think about it. This woman created that hairdo and all of the hairspray products.
Oh, Aquanet,
that
man,
were sold.
Good
thanks
Lord.
To this woman. And did she get a piece of it? Absolutely not.
My mom and the Aquanet. Don't get me started on that.
If Bernie Sanders were president, she would have gotten a share of all of that stuff.
Right.
Also, another sad passing here. At the age of 76, actor Michu Mazaros. Now, you may not know him as a household name.
No.
But he played Alf. Alf in the 80s sitcom.
Oh, gosh,
Alf, the alien life form. Now, don't make a mistake. He was not the puppeteer who did Alf, and he was not the voice of Alf. But sometimes they would do a full body shot of Alf. Do you remember that? And sometimes they would show Alf kind of walking around and waddling around.
Yeah.
Well, that was this guy, Michu Mazaros, who was actually 2 feet 9 inches tall.
That's less than a yard.
He was the smallest man in the world. And he started performing with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus back in the 70s. And then he became this Hollywood thing.
He was in the bodysuit then.
And of course, we are big fans of Alf because, well, we like Alf for one reason and one reason only. And that is because if Alf were real and Alf were around, we would not have the cat problem that we have in America.
He didn't like cats.
Actually, on the contrary, he loved cats.
Yo, Kate, where do you keep your casserole dishes?
Why?
The cat won't fit in the toaster. Never mind, I'll make a peanut butter sandwich. Where's the blender?
Try it without the blender this time. And don't get hair in the peanut butter jar.
Rules, rules, rules.
Why did people like that show?
I never understood its charm.
The stupidest television
show. So the common thing between Judy Jetson, Alf, and the Beehive Woman is they're all dead. That's sort of depressing.
Well, that's kind of sad,
I don't know why I drew that.
But Alf did love cats.
Yes, he did.
That's good eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:22 on WMAL.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, some people will tell you, Larry, that spring is the best time to sell your home. But I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. I want you to consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, and it is a sad story, she had little traffic, one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. It's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Cochran only recommends Frank in the D.C. metro area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
8:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go, first to the Wilson Bridge with the normal backups near St. Barnabas Road, topside College Park to Silver Spring. Getting a little bit better in Bethesda. Interloop had the earlier crash between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. Most of that should be on the shoulder, so not seeing that as much of a crawl. 270 out of Frederick down through Urbana and 109. And now as you head past 121 Clarksville, pretty solid into Gaithersburg, off and on into Rockville and on the 270 spur. Heading into town on the DC 295 off of the BW Parkway and 50, the volume getting better leaving Annapolis. Still have the slowdowns east on 50 west on 50 as you make the exit to I-97 where we had the earlier accident. Still see some activity. And Virginia leaving Springfield, interloop into Annandale, stop and go. And a reminder, Tacoma Park closed is 410 Philadelphia Avenue just west of Piney Branch Road due to a water main break. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's 8:27 on WMAL.
Well, you may have missed it, but today is the final primary election day of the 2016 season. Well, actually, that's not true at all. There's a primary in Florida. Forgive me. I can't believe I just said that. That's right. I forgot. In late Florida, Florida has got this really late primary. They've already done their presidential primary, but congressmen and senator types all have a late primary. So forgive me.
Okay.
But for presidential primary, today's the day. And, well, you know, of course, D.C. is not a state, so it doesn't really matter for the presidency. It also doesn't matter because Hillary Clinton's already locked it up. But they will be voting today, and I bet you Bernie Sanders wins in D.C. Yeah. That's my hunch. I could be wrong, but that might be a hunch and won't mean anything. But what will mean something is the primary day here for district council ward seats, because let's face it, the Democratic primary is basically the de facto election. And Vincent Gray could very well be back in
could
his
be the
Ward
return.
7
that's
seat.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So we shall see what happens. He'll be running against Yvette Alexander, and a lot of the observers are saying that he's got a good chance of winning. He's leading in the race.
Yeah, that's what most people think.
Also, Vincent Orange is running as an at-large candidate, and he had a close election last time around, and he is being endorsed by Mayor Bowser. Over in Ward 4, Bowser's old seat was taken over by Brandon Todd, who won a special election. Now he's running for re-election, and he seems to be doing well in that race as well. Now, Ward 8 is very interesting.
Fascinating.
This is the ward usually previously represented by Mayor Marion Barry. After he passed away, La Ruby May won that election by 100 votes.
Beating out Trayon White.
Right. They're going against each other. What's interesting is La Ruby May is backed by Muriel Bowser, the mayor, and Trayon White is not. And it was really close last time, and the polls show it as deadly close again.
What's really interesting is that Vincent Gray is supporting Trayon White.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
This is a de facto race for the next mayor race, which,
of course,
we believe will be Muriel Bowser and Vincent Gray. We don't think anything will change in Washington, D.C. one way or the other, but we're popping the popcorn just so we can watch them go after each other.
It is now 8:28.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Coming up in just a moment, the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. It is now 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's primary day in D.C. and the Ward 7 council race will be closely watched. That's where former Mayor Vince Gray is challenging incumbent council member Yvette Alexander. The Washington City Paper's Will Summer says the outcome will say a lot about Gray's political future.
This is his stronghold in Ward 7, and these are the people who, you know, made him a politician in the first place when he first held the Ward 7 seat. So this is sort of a question on, you know, it's obviously not a citywide referendum, but it's a question, you know, what the people who put him in office in the first place think of him.
This campaign marks Gray's first foray back into politics since losing the mayoral primary in 2014. Across the country and in Orlando, Florida, thousands held vigils to honor the memory of the 49 people killed in that nightclub in Orlando over the weekend.
A bell tolling 49 times for each of the victims.
Be at peace, my friends.
A community known as one of the happiest places on earth because of its world-famous theme parks, now a city grappling with being the site of the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Across the nation, thousands more coming together in solidarity to remember the victims. Outside New York City's Stonewall Inn, the LGBT community gathering at the historic site where violence became the catalyst for the gay rights movement.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. The Commonwealth Transportation Board plans to vote today on a six-year, $14.4 billion package of transportation projects for Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe says Northern Virginia has benefited in recent years from a lot of new transportation money.
We're about done with everything we promised Northern Virginia when I ran for governor. There's not much else we can actually do. By the time we're done, by 2020, we'll have over 80 miles of seamless express lanes to give drivers and commuters a real opportunity.
The plan being voted on today will for the first time use a scoring and prioritization framework put in place by the General Assembly 2 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,732, the NASDAQ at 4,848. Sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers live to see another day, beating the Golden State Warriors in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's were the idle. They open the series against the Red Sox tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda this Saturday, June 18th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Wilson Ramos.
Wilson Ramos is killing the baseball.
Took Chi-Town down and now.
And Ramos goes deep.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Bryce Harper.
It is up against the wall and gone.
Can do versus the Cubs.
It's carrying.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, New York Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue right as you come off of, say, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway or 50. Right as you come up to South Dakota Avenue, that's where we have a crash. One lane block, so it affects both the B-Dub and 50. DC 295 southbound doesn't relieve the pressure there. We still have to stop and go to get you past East Capitol Street. Over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, just some of the delay there with us. Again, we're under the Safe Track Plan. Metro continues to single track orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston through June 16th through Thursday. So we continue to have a lot more volume on the roads here in Virginia on 66 jammed each direction through Falls Church, areas of 29. Also seeing Old Dominion Drive again, very slow, 395 from King Street to the 14th Street Bridge. Everyone trying to get across the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge affected by that. Let's go on Maryland, south on 95. South of Calverton, as you come up toward 212, or in Calverton, that's where we have a crash just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky around this morning. That gray sky will break a bit as we go through the day, becoming partly cloudy. I think the clouds will be around for a few hours. This afternoon, 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe a rain shower, 66. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A pop-up shower, maybe a thunderstorm, up to about 83. And some steadier rain developing overnight tomorrow night. Maybe some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Dumfries, 64 in Damascus, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Larry, it's been a very interesting few days as America tries to make sense out of something that doesn't seem to make any sense. Your thoughts on the shootings in Orlando?
Well, look, my major thought right now, apart from the horrible tragedy and all these people getting killed, my major thought is that it just seems like so many of these killers, whether they're working in concert with ISIS directly or whether they're just somehow inspired by ISIS and other radical Islam groups, they want to be on the winning team. They somehow feel ISIS is the future and that the United States is weak. I mean, I'm just kind of surmising here, but I think the issue is, why haven't we destroyed ISIS yet? Why isn't our military strategy tougher, deeper, more loudly proclaimed? Particularly a point that General Keane, Jack Keane, made to me on the radio a while back. Why haven't we really gone out after Raqqa, which is the real ISIS capital in Syria, with massive, I mean massive, not what we've done, but massive, massive bombing raids, as well as the special forces on the ground? Why is it so difficult to destroy Raqqa? I don't understand that. And if we did that kind of thing, it would really send a signal. Instead of ISIS being inspirational, I don't know, ISIS would be de-inspiring. ISIS would be on the losing team, not the winning team. And I think you have to take the battle to them, and I think you have to take the psychology to them, and I think you have to continue to hammer away at their horrible ideology. But I'm still mystified. Look, we have not yet even declared war on ISIS. Neither the president nor the Congress has ever declared war on ISIS. Now,
well, he made the case yesterday it was domestic terrorism, even though we're now learning this individual took at least two trips to Saudi Arabia.
Right. Well, there you go. ISIS has declared war on us. President Hollande of France declared war on ISIS after the horrible Paris bombing. Why haven't we? Why weren't we joined at the hip with Hollande way back then? So that's another point I would make. I mean, I would just crush Raqqa as a show of American force to snuff out these hideous people. And secondly, I would have a formal declaration of war, which, by the way, I'm not a legal expert. It seems to me a formal declaration of war might be able to give our intelligence agencies more power and authority to perhaps do what's necessary here at home.
Well, what do you mean by do what's necessary?
Well, for example, we're getting more and more information on the FBI investigation of this crazy guy. And, you know, they had a folder open. They were interviewing him, what, twice, maybe three times. But somehow they didn't seem to believe they had a clear-cut case such that they could take him into custody, for example. Well, I don't know, but it may well be that if we had an absolute declaration of war, then anybody suspected of aiding and abetting the enemy, even suspected, could be taken into custody and held until the matter is completely clarified. This never happened with this shooter, and I wonder, why hasn't it happened? Well, maybe it has something to do with politics, but I'm a big fan of the FBI myself. Maybe it has to do with the fact that we need greater wartime powers, at least temporarily, as we have in the past, in taking people associated with our enemies into custody.
Well, I guess maybe the larger problem here, as Brian just pointed out, is we have a commander-in-chief who, forget about, he won't even name who our enemy is here. He bends over backwards and spends all of his time convincing us that ISIS has nothing to do with Islam. Forget about what the first I in ISIS stands for. And the fact that he made great pains yesterday to suggest that this is a homegrown terrorist, as if that makes a difference. How does that make a difference to the parents of those 100 American law-abiding innocent citizens who are either dead or still injured from this massacre? We don't care if the person was homegrown and merely inspired by what he sees on television on the internet, or whether this was a directive from ISIS. It's still the same cancer that needs to be removed, Larry Kudlow. That's what I don't get.
Well, I don't get it either. I never have, Larry. I've never understood it, and I think Obama has mishandled this situation. I mean, look, because of American foreign policy mistakes under Obama, we basically, I think, leaving Iraq prematurely, we've left a vacuum. ISIS filled the vacuum. Obama has never understood that, nor has he understood what Obama is, what ISIS is actually doing. All right, I mean, he still doesn't want to define radical Islam jihadism. He just wanted to use the word. Yesterday, I guess he used the word terrorism, but that's as close as he's ever come. So, yeah, he has no plan. He has look, we have not really had, again, if you listen to General Jack Keane, we've never really had a military strategy in the Middle East. We've never had one ever since the surge. That was the last military strategy we had in Iraq, and that was all overturned by Obama, who took the troops out faster. So he's never understood this, and he's never understood that at least a faction of the Muslim Church, of the Islam Church, a faction wants to destroy America. How big that faction is, I have no idea, but they sure have power. And that is why I believe there's nothing we can do until we absolutely mount a search and destroy mission over there. Mm. And Raqqa is the key. I mean, ISIS is a state. I don't care what you call it. And their administrative functions are in Raqqa. Their so-called central banking financial functions in Raqqa. Their military functions are based in Raqqa, the headquarters. We should kill the headquarters. We should destroy the headquarters.
Well, we'll see if the president listens to your words and wisdom there, Larry Kudlow. Thank you so much for joining us. I got to go. It's 8:44 on WMAL.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's summertime, basically, right around the corner, and that means that rent-a-state season is here. Rent-a-state, you know that you can cash in on your home by renting it, don't you? Renters Warehouse, TC's experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help you. Did you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring, and you want to take advantage of that. You want to make some money. You want to maintain equity and build equity in your home by having a renter in. You know that makes good financial sense. You just don't want to do it because of the hassle. You don't want to do it because of the headache. You don't want to do it because of all of the fuss and the pain in the you-know-where. That's where Renters Warehouse comes in. Listen, they're property management professionals. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Why don't you find out how much your home will rent for? They're offering a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. One more time. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's take you to the Fort Belvoir area. Closed because of a truck fire is Telegraph Road at Beulah Street. So Beulah Street, Telegraph, right where the intersect. They have stopped all traffic, taking care of a truck fire. On Interstate 95, we're really starting to clear out here through Stafford to Aquia. No late trouble. Same story into Woodbridge. Heaviest, though, as you merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway in through Annandale. 66 were bunched up approaching the Fairfax County Parkway. Had the incident that was along the right side. I saw most of that activity on the right shoulder, but still, we are in big delays trying to push through Manassas still. And we're under the safe track plan again, Virginia, until the Thursday through Thursday the 16th. And because of that, seeing a lot more traffic on the roads on 66 each direction through Falls Church. Everybody trying to get over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge affects 66, Clarendon Boulevard, Arlington Boulevard, George Washington Parkway, the Key Bridge, and into Georgetown. Extra pressure is on George Washington Parkway. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway crash reported for the exit to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front to our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84, clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is 8:47.
We often use this anthem from Neil Diamond from the movie Jazz Singer, by the way. Great song, great movie. We use this as our immigration theme, right?
Yes,
and when we talk all things immigration, illegal immigration, yeah, refugees, migrants, all that stuff. We're going to have to change the lyrics, though. On a boat and on a plane, and also on a luxury bus.
Yeah.
Because there's a new story out
of bus,
CBS
party bus,
that shows that these coyotes, as they call them, these smugglers, human smugglers, who get rich smuggling human beings from Central America across Mexico up to the Texas border.
Yeah, Reynoso.
They are now loading up these giant luxury buses with these migrants from Central America. The Immigration Institute of Mexico found 102 migrants on two different buses going the length of the country so that they can then enter across the border to Reynosa, a city across from McAllen, Texas.
Right.
So they can cross the border and then claim their refugee status and become protected illegal immigrants
in
America.
And the government will then spend $20,000 to relocate them, and then they'll get on the public dole, and they'll take food stamps
and even more
welfare
money.
And a whole bunch of other money.
Right. So they get into these luxury buses
right.
and come up, and then they become illegal immigrants. And guess how, this is the other thing. The migrants reported paying between $7,000 and $10,000 to go from Guatemala up to the Texas-Mexico border. Now, I'm constantly told that these poor, young, suffering
indigent
children,
yeah,
these horrible people who are just being starved and bled to death in their nations, they're, you know, walking without any shoes across the desert to try to get here and get some assistance, and that it's my fault, that I'm the problem, because I don't want to take all of the American taxpayers' dollars and help them and fund them and treat them exactly like an American citizen, because I have no compassion and no love for these people. Where are they getting $10,000 to make this trip?
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I think they get it from people who came before them and are in the United States and send it back to Guatemala.
Maybe. Maybe they're getting it from their government
in the
country that they're from, because they don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. Cheaper to give you $7,000 to leave the country than it is to support you.
Either way, stop telling me that these are just poor people who are, and listen, they could very well be poor, but they're getting $10,000 somewhere, and instead of choosing it to make their life better in their own country and make their own country better, they're coming here and demanding money from us and protection. It's 850.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
All right, so let's talk about the proper function of a window. What is a window for? A window is to let light into your house. It allows you to see what's going on outside your house. But there's another function, and that is to keep, at least in the summer, the hot on the outside and the cool on the inside. You need to have energy-efficient windows. And if your windows are not energy-efficient, why don't you think about replacing them with energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows? They're super energy-efficient windows. Sound better, don't they? Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows made for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. I've been given the backstage tour at the factory. Let me tell you, what you find out when you go there. First of all, the quality is really amazing. And they care a lot about quality, and they care about putting a good product together for you. And by the way, they're amazingly energy efficient. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. This is subject to credit approval and third-party financing. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company will come to your home for a free to show you the Thompson Creek difference, and you will be amazed. And ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Junk food junkies go healthy when they're rewarded. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. According to a new Cornell University study, the most effective strategy for influencing healthy food choices isn't calorie counts and reduced prices, but rather more subtle incentives that reward healthy eating behavior. The research shows that consumers who have poor eating habits and who are overweight benefit the most from long-term reward incentives than if they are offered price reductions of an equal value. However, among healthy eaters, price breaks lead to more purchases of less healthy items. Now, these findings are significant because they reveal a positive path to healthy eating, as opposed to a punitive path, so said one of the study's co-authors. So restaurants can encourage repeat patronage with reward programs and encourage healthy eating by rewarding consumers for making better choices. It's a win-win. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com now.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of late problems. New York Avenue, the crash inbound right as you come off of 50 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, inbound New York Avenue before South Dakota Avenue. Watch for police direction, please. Still very slow to get into town. 395 out of Shirlington, cross the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. Accident northbound side, the George Washington Parkway as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Again, a lot of extra pressure on some of our roads in Virginia under the Safe Track plan going on now. We'll take you Maryland, south on 95 before you get to the Beltway, south of 212 for the crash. And in Tacoma, the water main break continues to close 410 Philadelphia Avenue west of Piney Branch Road over near Tacoma Park Elementary School. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean up the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Just increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84, clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 8:56.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop. Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. The Window Man See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees. Due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover. Above and beyond. Beyond.
Tomorrow,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Well, tomorrow we'll be joined by KT McFarland and New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor, whose new book, For an Agent, comes out tomorrow. It's a great book.
Excellent. We'll be great to
especially
get him.
Especially page 315.
It'll be great to get him to comment on the terror text as well. Yeah. Here comes Chris Plano, might have something to say about it.
Today, Mayan pottery.
It's
very nice. It's very. But before we get to that, I think I'll ask the audience what you think the appropriate government response should be to yesterday. We heard from Donald Trump. We've heard from Hillary Clinton. We're hearing from the news media. We're hearing from Capitol Hill. We've got the food fight going on. And what discussion should we be having in the aftermath of this horrible mess?